the mid-80s as well. Currently 69 degrees here in Kalamazoo. Well, as I just mentioned, Brandon Fitzpatrick is one of the founders of Minor Element, and he's in the studio with me here today. And Brandon, thank you so much for coming all the way into WMUK. It's so nice to see you in person and be able to, you know, feed off each other as we chat back and forth.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Like, in person is definitely it's valued so much nowadays.
I know. It feels great. The last time Minor Element was featured on this radio station was in 2018 when you came into the studio with a large group and laid down some tracks and had an interview with Craig Freeman, our associate producer at the time.
And
you know, it seems like a million years away at this point, 2018.
Honestly, it does. It's kind of nuts. Like, because I was talking to the guys and I was like, yo, you know, I want to head back to WMUK. They're like, yo, that happened like 2 years ago or three at this point, like 3 years ago. They're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember when we came over there, we did that recording. And I mean, it like, through the pandemic seems like a light year away, you know, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, let me refresh listeners on the story you told at that time, and you can help fill it out as well. You grew up in Battle Creek. You had a great friend, Braulio Green, and you were both really interested in not only music, but how music works. So you were putting together a lot of practice and fundamentals. And then another group, a sort of a collective that makes its own, writes original music and writes music almost for itself, as well as the audience, Snarky Puppy, was sort of a big influence to get going.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. So, okay. So, like, Snarky was the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? I got introduced to Snarky Puppy through one of my friends, Ladarius Livingston. And, you know, this is one of those times where you're just, I'm like 2 years out of high school, because I graduated in 2012. And it's 2014, and Snarky Puppy had just released We Like It Here. So that means Corey Henry did the Lingus solo, and everybody was freaking out about it when they saw it, because they were like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? This dude is nuts. And Ladarius showed me Lingus, the song. And I was like, what in the world is this? This is crazy. You know, and I didn't even have like a conscious understanding that musicians can be, you know, superstars like that. I was like, what in the world? Because I'm, you know, me as a pianist, my entire life, I've either been playing for church.
Yeah.
And then, you know, playing to backup singers or do whatever.
Right. Singers can be superstars.
Absolutely.
But instrumentalists?
I was like, how do instrumentalists become like actual like focal points of performances? And I've never seen it done to that magnitude before. Mm-hmm. And it blew my mind. And then from there, me and my best friend Vanya, we had to go see him. So like there was an opportunity for us to go see him. And that was in 2015. And I saw them live in Millennium Park in Chicago. It was a free concert. I had to work. I was working at Stryker at the time. I had to work the next day. And she was like, yo, we just got to go. We got to do it. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to die tomorrow. And, you know, I decided to go. And I checked them out. And, man, was it like a life-changing experience. Because, you know, that was the first time I saw, you know, an analog synthesizer. That was the first time. Yeah, seriously, like a Moog. And I'm over here looking at these keyboards. I was like, how are they making that sound? What is that tone? That's amazing, you know?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Like, it's like a space sound.
Oh, man, it's a spaceship. they got all this stuff going on and you know, the pedal board effects and all this other stuff. It just drove me to figure out what this was, you know?
That's funny because we're going to hear some of those sounds in the tracks you brought along.
Absolutely. And, man, it's just been a journey. So, honestly, that ignition right there, just alone after seeing them, it changed the direction of how I saw music and how I saw, like, you know, instrumentalists as being, you know, focal points in music. And you can sit down and listen to instrumental music, modern instrumental music infusion, and it can be very interesting. And these people are putting on a show. And it wasn't like we were playing banquets and all this other stuff, or like backing up a singer, or accommodating someone's wedding, which is all fine. But yeah, you know, it's not music that, you know, for someone that can really, really play, you know, it gives them life all the time.
Where's the room for your expression?
Absolutely.
In that? You know, I think of groups like yours as freedom as a word that is way at the top when I'm trying to describe groups like Minor Element, because the pieces are not 3-minute pop songs.
Right.
They're expanded. They go in unexpected places sometimes. And for me, I'm a music nerd to a certain extent, and I find it fascinating to hear the unexpected.
Oh yeah.
And to try to work it out as I'm listening to it, and sometimes but the rest of the time you guys are grooving, so I can do either way.
Yeah, it's really different. It's exciting. Like being in the place where you're like, okay, I'm going to write this song, and you write a song, you're like, who am I writing it for? I think that's one of the major questions when you answer it. And if you're writing for, you know, radio, it's going to be pretty short and boxy. But if you're writing it for, you know, someone to feel your heart, you know, you want somebody to feel the movements. You want somebody to understand the playing dexterity of not just you, but all the guys that are in the band. I think a lot of the pieces go to so many directions and toss the baton to so many players. And that's kind of like one of the cool things about Minor Element, is that it's not just going to be one person that's being looked at. It's always a multitude of individuals that you're going to be like, oh my goodness, what was going on? And the trumpet player just did this. And then, oh, keys just did that. Oh, did you hear those chord changes? What happened on the guitar? And there things are always weaving in between each other that create a piece of music that is interesting to listen to, and definitely has that freedom of expression, you know.
What happens when you don't like it?
Oh,
like,
man,
that sucks. Don't do that.
You know what, like I'll be real, like a lot of the stuff is you know, there's a lot of written things that are key to be in the song. Yeah. You know, so like if it's not there, then we're gonna look at each other and be like, what are you playing, dude? Like, what's going on? But you know, I mean, the reality is you have good shows and bad shows, you know. There are times when you try something and it goes completely, like, whack. And then you're like, oh, man, we couldn't pull the nose up on this one. But, like, and then there are other times where you try something and it's just like, yo, this was crazy. And then it works. So I think that's the dangerous spot of improvisation. Improvisation can always lead you to, you know, whatever happens. And if it's not planned, if it's not rehearsed, if it's not like, if it's impromptu, it's true improv, you know, and we're figuring out what's happening in the moment.
You're hearing the voice of Brandon Fitzpatrick of Minor Element, and me and all of you can see the band for free on your home screens Saturday at 7 o'clock, live from the Epic Center, presented by the Gilmore Keyboard Festival, which wanted to commemorate Juneteenth. And Minor Element is who they went to for this celebration. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about how you're tying in the celebration to the show. Again, it is free at 7 o'clock on Saturday, and you will be live, right? Everybody's rehearsed and ready to go.
Oh, we're hyped.
They're going to turn on the cameras and off you go. Is there a point where they will turn off the cameras?
Sure. I don't know. I hope they keep them on. Like, I hope they keep
Never
it rolling.
Stop.
Let's go. Let's go, man. I'm excited. So, I mean, in general, like the whole Juneteenth vibe is amazing. So like for me, I've been celebrating Juneteenth for a long time. You know, I've known about that holiday since I was a kid and was, you know, brought into that heritage, you know. But being able to share that in a way that expresses music, a lot of people are asking about the ties. How do you tie, you know, fusion with the celebration of freedom? And I was like, well, you know, improv in general, and
here you go,
you know, and jazz within itself. First of all, you know, I want to make this clear. Minor Element is not a jazz band. It's a fusion band. Jazz is, you know, something I have to put like a real cap and respect on, you know, that straight ahead scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different than that, but this encompasses a lot of different things. So
Absolutely.
Even Minor Element within itself has, I mean, the point of it is there, you take minor elements of music of any sort of genre, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And incorporate it into a place where it fuses together. And that's the point of the band. And not only with genres, but with individual playing. So like that level of freedom and expression, and to be able to share that with other individuals and give it to other people is exactly what we want to do. And keeping that culture of improv and fusion alive. I mean, when jazz was created, it wasn't called jazz. It was just fusion.
and it, of course, is a Black created art.
Absolutely.
You know, it's from the very beginning. So,
yeah.
And you would have to agree with me that a number of the members of Minor Elements through the years have come from the world of jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these cats are, you know, been Western students or
yeah.
At some point have studied. And, you know, that, I mean, you got some of the craziest players that come from those lanes. And it's because of the ear training that happens in improv and listening. You know, when you're listening to somebody, you're you might be comping someone else, and you're literally, you know, off the cuff, off the fly, just playing to what you hear. And then there's a form, but there's looseness and like freedom within the form, you know.
You love to acquire knowledge. You're just kind of a fierce learner.
Yeah.
from the get-go. Much of your technique and ability is self-generated.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with that?
It's nuts. Yeah, I'm self-taught for sure. Like, it's man, it's wild because I just. For me, I thank God that I can be able to do it, you know.
I just remembered where I was
going. Go for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going, what I was trying to say is that if you decide you're going to be, you're going to play fusion, you can't pretend, you know that you'll be drawing from lots of different styles. So you need to educate yourself about each and every one of those styles that you need to have a really broad understanding of styles and music.
Yeah.
To bring it all together.
Well, you know what? I think it's like yes and no. It's like there's times where you know, you might take from one little nugget of something. It's like when you go to church. You may not like everything that happens on the sermon, but you're gonna take that one nugget and go home and be like, you know what, that one thing, I'm gonna keep that. That was insightful. And that's the way like creation goes. You know, when you create music, you might take that one little nugget and be like, oh, man, you know, that was cool. How did they do that? And then you might just listen and immerse yourself in that genre for like a week. So that you can download.
At some point, you stop and say, no, it's coming from me now.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Exactly. So, like, sometimes I'll push it back and be like, no, I've had enough. And, you know, that's all I needed to learn for this season. Because it's weird. Because if you dive into one thing for so long, you'll get stuck in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the complete opposite of fusion. So, I think we want to stay as loose as possible. And just when you need to borrow a concept, you immerse yourself in the concept and you get educated in it for a moment, and then you let it go because you want something new to come back into play.
This is Brandon Fitzpatrick of Minor Element. The band will be live on Saturday at 7 o'clock on your home screens. All you have to do is click on thegilmore.org. It's also, there's a link on Facebook as well. Minor Element has a website and a Facebook page, and you can kind of explore the band and also some of its associated musicians and projects under the label Black Sheep. And I hope we'll maybe chat about that a little bit later. But, you know, I want to listen to what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah.
Finster is the track we're going to listen to now. And I just want to prep our listeners to hear what I hear as like a little bit of a dream at the beginning. Like I'm waking up and like I was telling you, I don't listen to Sousa marches in the morning. I need to ease into it. And this this really works for me. And yet it goes somewhere else completely after a while. Is this you on keyboard?
This is myself and Tom Ryberg actually playing on keys.
Any other story behind this? I just made up the whole.
Yeah, no, I got you. Like, this song, it was funny. Like, I wrote this in one day and one night, and it just got like a complete download of inspiration. It was from a Snarky Puppy song, Thing of Gold, that I got inspiration from. And I was like, how do I do this in my way, you know? How, if I were to do a song similar to this, how would it edify me? And I sat down at the piano, got a little inspiration, and overnight, like, it was like 3 hours, and I had to play at church the next morning. And you know how at church you're just kind of like warming up and playing. I started playing the song I was writing. And I was like, cool, whatever, you know.
Were heads turning at all?
No, everybody was like, oh my goodness, beautiful song. And I was like, thank you. And, you know, they're like, who wrote this? And I just told them, I was like, yeah, I wrote it like last night. They're like, what? What's going on? Like, how? And I gave it to the band that night at practice, that Sunday night. And everybody was like, that sounds good, but it sounds like a piano piece. And they're like, it's too much going on. You're playing too much. And I was like, guys, this is everybody's parts. And I was playing everybody's parts at the same time. And they were like, oh, I kind of understand where you're going. So I started pointing it out, like, this is what's going on here. This is what's going to go on here. This is the guitar. These are the horns. This is the keys. This is the call and response. And they're like, whoa, okay. So, you know, eventually just became, you know, one of our favorite tunes to play. And I think one of our fans' favorite tunes to hear. So I'm excited about it.
It's Finster. Here's Minor Element. Thank you. whole universe of music in that track from Minor Element called Finster. I am live in the studio with Minor Element founder Brandon Fitzpatrick. The band will play live Saturday in a Juneteenth celebration starting at 7 o'clock. You can see it on your home screens through a link at thegilmore.org. And we should talk about the new album, Brandon. This is going to be on it, yes?
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. This is some of the new music that is yet to come, and we are almost there, ready to release it to everyone.
It must be kind of hard to put together an album with all the elements involved. Not to make a joke.
All right. All the minor elements involved. Yeah, like there's, I mean, album making is a meticulous art.
Your standards are right up here.
Yeah. So like nothing gets done without it actually like being, you know, correct. And it's been a while. Like we've actually been sitting on these songs for quite some time. So like a couple years at this point. They've been recorded since, was it 2019?
You were saying this is also one of the pieces y'all like to play live a lot.
Oh yeah.
I really enjoy playing this one out.
Oh yeah, we're tearing this up for sure. And it sounds, you know, what's cool about it is you're gonna hear, you know, the same form, but it's gonna be a different show. Like every time we perform this, you know, it's gonna be a different song, to some degree.
Absolutely. The album is called Odd Family, I understand. And do you have any, can you give us a preview of its release date and anything like that at this point?
I wish I could give you a finite date of this release, but I'm not quite sure about the exact date, but I will give you the different. Yeah, because the rollout's going to, you know, there's a lot of things you got to do to make sure everything is
It's not
in
just
play.
Putting the music to tape. It's about taking pictures and doing media.
Promo, media. Yep. But we are looking about like July to have everything finished. Mm-hmm. And probably to be at the point where the actual release makes sense in the fall. So yes, like September.
Yeah. Well, and then you would book some live performances around the state in order to promote it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what we're hoping to do. And we're really glad that, you know, things are starting to open back up and performances becoming more of a reality due to the pandemic. So it's been a while. So that's kind of been one of those things that we're trying to work out in the meantime, between time. How do we do this effectively? We're still having to battle COVID. So it's been good.
Listeners can support the band by liking them on Facebook. You can also, of course, support them by checking out the show Saturday, at 7 o'clock through the Gilmore.org website or a link on Minor Element's Facebook page. And as we just drew back the curtain a little, there's a whole lot that goes into presenting new music, and it's been hard for you and all the other creative bands out there that have had to put everything on hold for a whole year, but really want to share this music with the world. Minor Element has gone well beyond Michigan in touring and getting out there. What are some of the performances beyond Michigan or some of your highlights in the years that you've been performing?
Yeah, I would say there are two locations that are probably one of our, I mean, just our most fun that we've had. And, you know, our most fun shows tend to be the most intimate, where people can hear and listen. So we play at this little spot. It's so small, called Fog Lounge in Windsor over in Canada.
Oh.
And it's so small, and you know, we got so many guys up on stage, and when I mean stage, I mean like a platform. Like it's tiny. We're in the corner of this cafe, and bring all of our gear in. We're moving like little tables around. There's like,
just picture it.
There's someone's there's someone's drink right next to you. Like it's kind of hilarious, because you know, why do you have like this amount of guys in this small space? But it's funny because like, those shows were, you know, they packed it out. Like, you couldn't move in that place. You couldn't move in it because there were that many people just coming off the streets. you know, coming to see this, and they hear it through the window, and they were like, "Whoa, what's going on?"
That's not.
They
like,
call their friends, and it was different because the respect of music was so different from across the border, and we didn't know. Like the first time we went, you know, we didn't know how deep it really was, and I was like, "Wow!" Like even literally miles into, you know, Detroit and Windsor is not far, but like, there's a huge difference when it comes to audience and like listening. So those have been one of our favorite shows, and bringing the dynamic from like super high energy and really, really intense to being able to hear a pin drop.
I'm wondering about the crowd and what kind of ages you saw in this Windsor crowd. Is it really a range, or does it mostly skew young?
No, it's really our demographic's weird. Like it'll come from like, you know, 18-year-olds that are loving music and jazz and just, you know, playing ability, and they'll hear that and be like, "Wow, that's crazy." And then it'll go to, you know, your middle age to the older. We've had like, you know, elderly people that love hearing the stuff. We have like young cats that are playing jazz and music that really rock with it. It just depends. I think it's lucid, you know, and I'm cool with that. I love the fact that it can permeate that many different, you know, generations.
Well, a lot of music, as you said, is kind of utilitarian, and is there to do maybe one thing, like it's a sad song or it's a happy song, or, you know, it's sort of, and it's done in 2.5-3 minutes. That could be one reason people are drawn to Minor Element, because it's sophisticated emotionally. It goes in a lot of different places, and that can draw people in, or saying, "I'm not getting that feeling from, you know, pop radio or something else."
Absolutely. It's story time, you know. That's what I like to call it. You know, when we're playing a song, like even Fenster, you know, there's sections where, you know, it changes moods completely and very quickly to something dark and kind of ominous, and then it brightens up, and then you're gonna go through this story, and you're gonna feel like, "Oh man, this was the mood in this entire movement," and then it changed and shifted, and you know, I think one of the goals subconsciously, and it's not something that we think about, it's just something that happens, but when we write music, is to be able to tell a story and take you through a lot of ebbs and flows, you know.
That's a lot to think about. The concert, again, I want to remind listeners over and over, 7 o'clock Saturday. It's a live stream. You will be performing at the Epic Center to all of us at home on our screens. And it starts at 7 p.m. You can find the link at thegilmore.org or at Minor Element on Facebook. Anywhere else you would like me to mention?
No, I mean, just from the Gilmore, our pages will have it for sure. So it's going to be exciting.
That is kind of a great collaboration. That, you know, this prestigious piano festival, partnering with Minor Element and bringing a spotlight on our own homegrown talent, which is a good thing. And you get a good platform.
Yeah, no, well. It's honestly very humbling, you know, a blessing to even just be a part of, you know, this entire performance. The cool part is like that's what we really should be doing is putting that spotlight back into the hands of our own community, and our community itself is important to make sure that we're feeding it so it doesn't we don't have an artistic drought, you know. Because that's what can happen without it being paid attention to, you know.
Well, we can support the band by watching on Saturday night and by following on Facebook and social media in order to keep an eye out for Odd Family, the new album coming out possibly in the fall. Lots of pieces need to fall into place for that. We were talking a little bit about the process of how the sections of the band learn each piece. And in the case of Fenster, you kind of dictated at the piano how each part of the band would be part of the piece. Do they pick all this up by ear as you're playing it? I mean, do they just set it falls into place because they can hear what you're playing, put it on their instruments, and put it in part of the turn it into part of the piece?
Yeah. So like these guys are good musicians. So like they can play like anything they can hear as well. So it's like if I show somebody a part, you know, now I'm giving out the bass line. The bass line was one of the things that really, especially in the tail end of the song, was one of those things that really had to be taught. And it was tough because we had sectionals for, like, you know, practice, and we had to break it up so that the rhythm section understood what they were doing, to the horn sections knew what they were doing. Then the guitar knew, both guitar parts knew where to edify like the sections too. So like it was something that took a little bit of time, probably a month of like actual like rehearsing, practicing and like getting it together. But initially getting the parts, it wasn't really hard to teach them, you know, the individual parts, because they can, like I said, they can play. So you know, I throw a part out there, they're like, oh yeah, something like this. I was like, yeah, and then they put it together. I think slapping it together with this many people is the piece that takes that much time to, like, you know, you got 8 to 10 people at one time trying to play a song. It's gonna be interesting trying to put it together.
Do you write pieces now, thinking of parts rather than just keyboard, but how it might sound as a full ensemble piece as you're writing?
Yeah, I think that's always been, I would say this, like from the old project that we had out, I don't think I was doing that. But this new stuff, everything is written from perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got everybody in mind, and the entire piece as a whole is about the ensemble, you know. And I think that the pieces, because they're about the ensemble, they tell that bigger story, because it doesn't always have to be just, you know, keyboard breaking down this, that, and the other, having the melody and having the chord structures and then doing all this. It's really about how do you play with this many sounds. And it's more fun for me to be able to write a piece that encompasses everyone.
Holds some back for yourself, but then share it amongst the rest of the band.
Yeah.
And we just heard that in Finster, which had, you know, a very dreamy keyboard focused beginning and then the full sound by the end. And I think we're going to see some of that in the next piece, which will take us to the end of the hour, actually, Brandon. We're doing pretty good. So we'll wrap it up in the next few minutes and then hear Prospero, which might have a Shakespearean influence. I don't know.
You know what? Our guitarist wrote this song. Braulio, the other founder of Minor Element, wrote Prospero. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure where his head was at with all of the naming, but, you know, I know with the direction of the song, it was about stripping our sound down to something more refined for a moment.
Oh.
It's like our most chill song, you know. It's definitely
a bit laid back.
Yeah, it's a palate cleanser for sure. It's like, okay, I just dealt with all this crazy stuff happening at one time. I need to breathe. Prospero is like our juxtaposition, you know.
I have to ask if any of the horn players who've come through Minor Element while they were getting degrees at Western, many of them, have they ever, you know, finished their degree, had to head home or head off somewhere else. If they come to you and say, you know, thank you for writing such great parts for me to play.
either thank you or I hate you, you know. They're like, man, this it's a chop buster sometimes, you know. Oh. But like they...
So you've heard a lot of complaints about embouchures and things.
Oh man, yeah, they're like, man, this ain't no joke. This is this is tough. But you know, the cool part is that, you know, it definitely will teach you something about stamina. You know, when you play in general, like sometimes everybody's so used to having breaks and all this other stuff, but when you have to, you are the main line. You know what I'm saying? You're you're going to be playing, and you know, you teach, it teaches you how to hang in there for a long time. And after a while, like, people get that sort of stamina to be able to do it, and they do come back and be like, you know, my man, that really did change like my playing for a long time, and it helped me develop a better sense of strength in my own embouchure or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
So it grew.
Yeah, even from a keyboard perspective too, there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing that has stretched me as a player, and I'm sure as everybody in the band has been stretched.
I want to talk about your drummer, Anthony Tyler.
Oh yeah,
because he carries so much of it, and then
yes,
you know, you give him a chance once in a while to really,
you know, it's funny, he hates soloing. He hates it. And he was like, I don't know. I was like, bro, if you don't show these people what you're capable of doing. And I was like, you have to. And then nowadays he's just like, you know, you give him the space and he'll rip into it. And Anthony's background comes from church, and gospel in particular. And man, he is just, he's one of the key foundation pieces of this band that makes it, you know, that sense of fusion. So he's incredible.
We can't talk about every single member of Minor Element, but because we're actually running out of time and we're going to hear Prospero next, I just want to remind listeners once again that Minor Element will be live streamed at 7 o'clock on Saturday at the Epic Center, coming to your home screens through a free link at thegilmore.org. You can follow Minor Element on Facebook. And let's bring Juneteenth back in again. It's a celebration, a remembrance. There's no one way to celebrate Juneteenth in the Black community, right? I mean, it started in Texas, and it's I'm sure it has some traditions here in Michigan that you could point to, perhaps.
Oh yeah,
eating
yeah.
Food.
I mean, shoot, anytime you get a holiday involving African American people, you're gonna have soul food. You're gonna have, you know, it's part of our culture. But like, no, there is not one way how to celebrate freedom, especially in 2021. Things have changed and a lot of different dynamics change with that. So I think being able to celebrate it musically, like we said, in that artistic freedom and expression, to be able to, you know, edify that improvisational mindset is awesome for us, you know?
Right. Much more than the 4th of July, Juneteenth is a celebration of freedom for Black Americans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best with your concert on Saturday. Sounds like you're totally ready to go. You're looking to the future. There's lots to follow where Minor Element is concerned. I hope we get to see you live more and more as things open up.
Yes.
And a great chance to talk to you. Thanks, Brandon.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Let's hear Prospero.